I went a few years ago to a conference, and on Friday of the three-day conference, one of the participants took me aside and she said, I suffer from depression and I'm a little embarrassed about it, but I've been taking this medication and I just wanted to ask you what you think. And so I did my best to give her such advice as I could. And then she said, you know, my husband would never understand this. He's really the kind of guy to whom this wouldn't make any sense. So I just, you know, it's just between us. And I said, yes, that's fine. On Sunday at the same conference, her husband took me aside. And he said, my wife wouldn't think that I was really much of a guy if she knew this, but I've been dealing with this depression and I'm taking some medication and I wondered what you think. They were hiding the same medication in two different places in the same bedroom. And I said that I thought communication within the marriage might be triggering some of their problems. But I was also struck by the burdensome nature of such mutual secrecy. Depression is so exhausting. It takes up so much of your time and energy, and silence about it, it really does make the depression worse. And then I began thinking about all the ways people make themselves better. I'd started off as a medical conservative. I thought there were a few kinds of therapy that worked. It was clear what they were. There was medication, there were certain psychotherapies, there was possibly electroconvulsive treatment, and that everything else was nonsense. But then I discovered something. If you have brain cancer, and you say that standing on your head for 20 minutes every morning makes you feel better, it may make you feel better, but you still have brain cancer, and you'll still probably die from it. But if you say that you have depression, and standing on your head for 20 minutes every day makes you feel better, then it's worked, because depression is an illness of how you feel. And if you feel better, then you're effectively not depressed anymore. So I became much more tolerant of the vast world of alternative treatments. And I get letters. I get hundreds of letters from people writing to tell me about what's worked for them. Someone was asking me backstage today about meditation. My favorite of the letters that I got was the one that came from a woman who wrote and said that she had tried therapy, she had tried medication, she had tried pretty much everything, and she had found a solution and hoped I would tell the world. And that was making little things from yarn. She sent me some of them, and I'm not wearing them right now. I suggested to her that she also should look up obsessive-compulsive disorder in the DSM.